now. Your mean self. Mean. Welcome to another wonderful positive conversation episode, show number 5, I think. We got Mr. Levi Fox on. This is a wonderful author that is out there making things happen. I cannot wait to get his new book. We're just here to have a very simple, quick, straight to the point positivity conversation just to promote more positivity in the world. And Levi is going to help me do that without any more jokesters.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
We'll keep it on the straight and narrow now. Promise.
I'm going to keep you on the straight and narrow. Okay. Well, without further ado, Levi, I'm going to ask you just a few questions. And of course, 10 to 15 minutes max, and we should be good to go.
Shoot.
Okay. So what is something that you've always wanted to do, but couldn't necessarily do it because of social, I don't want to say social media, but the stereotype of things around it or the social stigma. Did it just go out? I'm going to get you, Levi. Let's see, it's still recording. I'm going to Levi. Oh, Levi has, I don't know what's been going on, but we've been having some spotty issues, and I'm hoping he didn't go out again. And it did. It did. It cut out. No! No. Wait a second. Okay, Levi?
Yeah.
Okay, we got you. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Did you hear the question? Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Okay. What is something that you've always wanted to do but couldn't do it because of the social stigma around it?
Making videos.
Really? You know it? Never. I think I remember you saying that on our last interview.
Oh, God, no, probably 4 or 5 years, I didn't make a single video because I was scared to death of somebody I couldn't even see on the other side, man.
But what was about that? What was so scary about that?
Opening myself up to criticism, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was waiting to make a video on it. A video, and then the first person that would come back and say, you're horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been devastated, but, you know, the way I was then and the way I am now, that's completely different. I welcome her.
Well, thankful. We're so thankful. Okay. Yeah. I remember you saying that in our interview, but I forgot until you just re-mentioned it. Oh, wow. Okay. So, what activities help you feel most like yourself?
Getting up every morning about 5:30 and reading, whether it's reading about someone like Les Brown or Tony Robbins, or right now I'm reading about Chip and Joanna Gaines, who do the HGTV show Fixer Upper. Okay. And the one thing I love about their book, they give you a lot of insight as to who they were before they got on TV. And anybody who wants to know the mindset that you've got to have, that's the book you want to read, because they didn't become successful today. They became successful years ago. It's just the mindset that they have made them popular today. And I just, every day, I really feel like myself when I take that mindset and I say, okay, nobody's watching. How do I really want to be to get to where I want to go? So yeah, definitely every morning getting up, reading, going through a daily routine, getting my day started before anyone else's does.
I'm going to actually go back and take your suggestion on that and look at their book, because I didn't know that I didn't know that's what it was about. To be completely honest with you, I've never been a huge, huge fan of theirs. And so I just really thought it was going to be something about flipping and something crazy. But okay.
It gets into those stories, but I mean, they both talk a lot about mindset, and it's amazing how they do things before anybody knew who they were. So yeah, it's a good read.
I'm going to go back and do that. I'm glad you said that. Okay. Well, speaking of that, which I think I may know part of the answer to this, but what's your life motto? What philosophy do you live by?
My life motto used to be run and hide. And now I would say it's kick the tires and light the fires.
Oh, okay. Kick the tires and light the fires. What in the heck does that mean?
Kick the tires. Make sure your tires are aired up on your car so you're ready to hit the highway of life. And then light the fires, meaning whatever you want to do, light that fire inside of you and just make it go. So kick the tires and light the fires.
Okay. You know,
It's like the old song, life's a highway.
Yeah, I got you. You know, it's funny you said, I'm doing something different now. I'm reading this book. It's called Fish Out of Water. And Boyd.
I've heard of that.
When Boyd was here in Memphis, he actually gave me the book. And so I'm reading it now. And one of the things that it's talking about and where I am in the book it's a really short read, but where I am in the book, it's about accountability. And I'm actively looking for a life coach or someone that can hold me accountable to a higher standard. It's much higher than what I have right now. So I'm like, it's funny that you say that. It was because that was a fear of mine. I don't want to get a hold of a coach that I don't want to waste my time. My time is so valuable.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to waste it with someone that's just out here pretending to be a life coach or pretending to hold you accountable just to get your check.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. No.
So it's funny that you say that. I literally kicked the tires. About 3 hours ago, Levi, literally about 3 hours ago. And I said, you know what? You're out here. Let's get to going. You're reading this for a reason. You need to take it very seriously. And so I started to go in and started to message all these different people from Sean. Are you familiar with Sean Croxton?
No.
The quote of the day. He has a quote of the day show, a podcast, and he's a really cool guy. But he interviews different motivational speakers and everything. But I messaged him, and among so many other people, you're on that list, mind you. But like I said, I just started about 3 hours ago, so I'll take that offline and get your honest opinion about that. But okay, it's funny that you said that. Okay, so what's your favorite thing about yourself? Something that you love about you more than anything in the world?
My ability to dream.
You know, I swear to you, like I said, this is the fifth show. And the first four had the exact same questions. And I went back and I was like, I'm going to research some more questions. And that was one of the questions that popped up. What did you dream last night? And what has been, I think it said fluid dream or something. So it's crazy that you mentioned that. I was just like, I'm not going to ask this man about his damn dreams. Like, I'm not about to do that. But okay, so your ability to dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been able to do that since I was a kid.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what has been your biggest dream to date?
The biggest dream that I have to date is to make the world a better place for being here.
Okay. And do you feel that you are, I don't want to say successful in doing that, but do you believe that you are still heading on the right track to accomplishing that dream?
I think I'm successful now.
Okay.
But am I at the end of the line? I won't be at the end of the line until they're throwing dirt.
I love it.
I mean, every day is a chance for me to grow, learn, and man, that's just what I keep doing. And every time I can go speak to somebody or I can go to school as an author and I can touch little kids, I mean, every single day I am living in that success right then. And it's not about how much my check is at the end of the presentation or the speaking engagement. It's not about how much is in my bank account. But I feel absolutely more successful in the last 2 years than I have in 12 before it. So definitely.
I know since our last conversation, I know we've been still keeping in touch, but I don't think I've told you this part, but it wasn't until this year I was able to be completely happy for another person. Mm-hmm. and their success. Like, I've been through all of this, all these years, and I've had some type of a hint of jealousy to a degree. And I'm the very first person, which is the weirdest thing, very young guy, probably about 5 or 6 months ago now, named Jose. He's out doing Bitcoin and he's starting his own thing. And he was the very first person I was able to be truthfully, and I mean genuinely, happy for. And I must admit, you are definitely, Levi, you are definitely on that list. Like, looking at you and the type of impact that you're making and just your candid photos that you've been doing recently, like, I'm right there, and I feel like that no other deserving person could be there and enjoy and accomplish what you're doing right now. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm so proud of myself to be able to say that now, but I am so happy and excited for all of the things that you have that's going to be even more successful in the future. Like, I am naturally happy for you. I just want you to know that. Did it freeze again? Did it really freeze again? Oh my gosh. Levi. Oh. Well, good. I was about to cry anyway, so maybe I'm not. Oh my gosh. Levi. Is it there?
There.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. We have a few minutes left. I'll try to stick to my 15-minute timeline, but I just have one last question. How do you define happiness and success? It's freezing up again.
Build success. I think every... Is it?
Can you repeat that again?
I can see you perfectly fine. Okay. Can you see and hear me?
I can now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I watch you every morning when you do your things, and even if it's cold, I say, I love this guy's energy at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's awesome. And I say that, you know, we all have the potential to wake up, and no matter maybe whatever happened the night before or what's going to happen that day, we can do like you do and just smile.
Yeah.
And that's when I think you really are happy. Mm-hmm. And when you really are happy, not out there where everybody sees you, but when you're getting in the car, like I see a lot of your awesome videos in the morning, that's when Jimmy's being Jimmy. And when Jimmy is that kind of happy, he's going to affect the world, whether it's Jimmy or Susie or Billy or Brenda, it doesn't matter. I just want everybody to know that when we wake up, we really have a chance to be happy, and that real happiness can build an entire day of success. But we just got to be in here happy to have the success outwards.
Okay. I don't know why every time I talk to you, I get so emotional. Like, I really am about to cry right now.
I love talking to you. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
But I keep telling you.
Emotional, you, right?
I keep telling you, me, Boyd, and Nicole, where you got to do something sometime. I've just got this feeling about it.
I'm open.
They've all been open, too, so we got to do it, man. It'd be something awesome, I think. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get my emotions together. Like, I'm serious right now. Like, I'm serious. Like, I mean, talking to you just makes me so freaking emotional. It is just crazy. Oh, it's crazy.
Hey, it's on the other side of the table, too. On the other side of the table, too.
I'm attacking that vulnerability part of myself, and I've not allowed it to just flourish and do its own thing. And so I'm working. It's a work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, oh, my gosh. But thank you, Boyd. I really do thank you for those kind words. I really do. I really, really do. I don't know.
No, right from here, man. Right from here.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
All righty then. Well, we'll go ahead on and wrap this up. It's, and I'm going to actually end it with something I learned recently from one of Oprah's guests. He's the creator, I think, of the Jeffersons and Good Times and a few other shows.
But mm-hmm.
He doesn't like to say goodbye. he just ends everything with "to be continued." And so I love that.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Love it.
Thanks again, Levi. I'm going to try to go back and see if I can edit some of the freezing out and get us back to our 15 minutes. Hopefully it'll work.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Try to relax just a little bit, at least for like 30 minutes. Just for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just for 30.
We'll be continued.
Okay. To be continued.
Thanks, man.
Bye.